For those of you that were laughing, oh, the president, Trump is going to be the first one ever to be impeached twice. It's actually acquitted twice. Just the difference. Welcome everyone to Off the Record. In this episode, I'm going to be pointing out the Democrats' double standard slash hypocrisy on two topics. One, with relations to what this whole sham trial was all about, their fake outrage over the Capitol riots. And I say fake because, yeah, we were all outraged about what happened on January 6th. But when you hear what they've incited, if they had issues with Trump, the first ones they need to impeach or try for incitement of violence should be themselves. So this is going to be a kind of a reaction video of sorts for parts of it, because I've already touched on the second topic of unity back in November, I think it was, and I'm going to be leaving a link to that episode in the video description down below. We're going to be taking a peek at that episode in the latter half of this one. But the first one I'm going to do is a reaction that exposes the double standard that was done by the Daily Wire, and I appreciate that back on January 17th. And I'll interject every now and then for two reasons. One, to make this an original video, which is me reacting to this stuff. And two, just because of it's the Daily Wire's video, I'm not going to just play their video on my site without any commentary, because otherwise, just go check it out. So for those of you that want to see this uninterrupted, you guys can check their video. I'll be leaving a link to the show notes accompanying this episode at www.thedangerousagovie.com. So let's get to the double standard of what these leftists talked about, because this whole sham impeachment trial hinged on that Trump incited violence. Why? Because he said peacefully and patriotically protest. Let's compare and contrast that to what the Democrats did during the BLM riots of 2020.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Please don't just come here.
Okay, hold on. So Eric Holder was the Attorney General under Obama. And to give contrast about the issues that were being talked about during the Trump administration, if it's talking about racial issues, if these all existed before Trump, why did the Obama administration not do anything about it? Suddenly now Biden, the most beloved president ever, that got the most votes ever in history, he's finally going to do something about it after being 47 years in politics, not to mention four under Obama, but nothing was ever done. Anyway, Eric Holder, if anyone should be impeached, should be him.
Here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
Okay, he said the Hill. That would be Capitol Hill, where the site of the January 6th riots happened. The site of where AOC was not at when she said she was terrified, hunkering down because she feared for her life that Ted Cruz was going to have her murdered. Alejandra Ocasio-Smollett. And this Cory Booker, he ran for president, and he was calling for getting in your face, getting in the faces of our representatives that supposedly aired the whole Democrat Party was outraged that the Trumpers had gone in and were demanding that election integrity. And here they are, BLM, antagonizing, I believe this is Rand Paul, Senator of Kentucky.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow, our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's
the White House, folks. She was saying that that's the enemy.
Their allies in the Congress of the United States.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville Slugger. Kiss my mother ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Is that not incitement to violence? Is that... Okay, contrast what she just said, Madonna just said, to Trump's peacefully and patriotic protests. She, Madonna, because Trump won, she was so pissed off that she thought about blowing up the White House.
Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store,
don't touch me, okay? You quit touching me, okay? Yeah, don't bitches hurt, okay? Don't bitches hurt. Yeah, stop moving.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't hurt,
okay?
Don't touch me. At a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
He can't come back to New York. He can't. He's going to walk down the street in New York. Forget bodyguards. He better have an army if he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York.
Yeah, coming from the guy that's responsible for covering up the numbers of how many COVID patients actually died in nursing homes. Andrew Cuomo has so much blood on his hands that his brother Chris Cuomo, who anchors one of the primetime shows on CNN, would not even give 1 second of coverage to protect his brother.
If the president does go ahead and fire Robert Mueller, we would have people take to the streets. I believe there would be widespread civil unrest because Americans understand that the rule of law is paramount.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? June 2017, Johnny Depp. He's referring to John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated President Lincoln. That was the last time an actor assassinated a president. Listen to what Johnny Depp follows this up with, to the cheers of the crowd.
Maybe it's time.
It's been a while. Maybe it's time. The latter part of this video, there's a transition there. I'm not going to play the rest of it, even though I feel like I should, but I recommend you check it out because the latter half of it is basically everything that these people have done, from actors to Democrat politicians to media types that have literally condoned violence against the President of the United States as soon as he was elected. Donald Trump look like?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death, and there's no mistaking the Trump connection.
Okay. I'm going to forward towards the end of this just so you can get an idea that these are the people that were saying that Trump incited insurrection at Capitol Hill. With fight like hell, with peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That was the so-called incitement to violence. And these were the people that were accusing the president of inciting that violence. The ones that themselves had actually incited violence. And in my previous video of this Off the Record series, I did the media's coverage of BLM and how they covered it up. They were like, nothing to see here, peaceful protests. Everything's on fire, but it's peaceful. Let me get to the end of this.
Careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
Okay, let me see the logo right there. The Daily Wire. All right, and that's where I'll leave that. These were the folks. That last person, that was a Democrat state representative from Michigan, Cynthia Johnson. For those of you that follow Off the Record, will recognize that video because I played it a couple of times before. These were the people that were pretending to be sitting on a moral high horse and judging Trump during the impeachment trial, calling for Trump to be brought up on charges. Nancy Pelosi saying, I don't care about those statues. I don't care about those buildings, referring to Washington, D.C. as BLM tore through them. Only to then, over what happened in the Capitol riots, which there's a lot of questions about. A lot of questions. And I'll be doing an episode about that perhaps in the coming weeks as more information is coming out and other information is being withheld. But anyway, these were the ones sitting on their moral high horse talking about these issues. That's the double standard they have, / hypocrisy, that I was talking about. After the election, the Democrats said, suck it up. We sucked it up for 4 years. They also said, it's time for unity. That's what The Rock said. Oh, unity, unity, unity. And all you Trump supporters are racist. But unity, unity, unity. Really, I did an episode entirely just on that. And that's the episode I'm pulling up right now where we're just going to watch a portion of it because there was a montage that I covered there that I wanted to highlight. And you can watch in its entirety in the description down below if you're watching on the website, www.dangerousglobal.com. Check out the show notes. And what I'm getting at is the just the sheer hypocrisy of these folks to pretend that history didn't happen on their side, to rewrite what they themselves have said or make you forget that they said. In fact, this is almost like this headline on this video. Outraged leftists don't want you to remember these moments. That's exactly what they're referring to, those other moments that I'm going to pull up here. Okay, so let me minimize this and bring up this. All right, so this is from the 3-minute mark, 3 minute, 1 second, from my leftist call for unity. Unity video from, I think it's back in November. Let's play it.
Clinton didn't say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right, stop the count.
I do think that he knows he's an illegitimate president.
She didn't say, this isn't right, I'm not going for it. She didn't say any of that.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
So all of you, suck it up. Suck it up like we sucked it up. And if you are not sure that you're comfortable with Joe Biden, do what we did. Find things and then take it to the law. And if the law says it's something to look at, look at it. But from now on, suck it up.
Never say his name.
I don't.
Why?
I can't.
You recognize that he is the president.
He's there.
All right. That's part of the montage that I wanted to share with you there. Because that's what the Democrats are trying to say. In this case, Whoopi Goldberg speaking for the media and stuff. This is Pedro Pascal's, a.k.a. Mando from The Mandalorian. He posted this up on his Twitter before he took it down. Losers in 1865, Confederate flag. Losers in 1945, the Nazi flag. Losers in 2020, MAGA cap. Oh, I see what you did there. You know what the difference is? The first two are socialist, a.k.a. Democrats. The Democrat Party, Civil War in the United States. The National Aryan Socialist Party of Germany, 1945. The Socialist Democrats are the ones that won in 2020. Think about it, Pedro. Good thing, because this guy's an idiot. He doesn't really know his history. He ended up taking this down to try to save some face, but that didn't work out. But he was able to put this up and still come out in The Mandalorian and just be fine. Gina Carano is no longer there because she made the true connection in saying, hey, it wasn't Nazi soldiers that were rounding up and taking out the Jews in Nazi Germany. It was the propaganda machine that turned citizens against citizens for different political beliefs or religious beliefs. And it's exactly what's happening now. That was her point, to which some people say was anti-Semitic. Never mind that Pedro Pascal had also done years before a picture montage of a picture of Jews in concentration camps and then a picture of the children that were separated from their families in prisons or in cages that were at the border and saying that that's Trump's concentration camps. except that those pictures are from the Obama administration. So we're led to believe that that was Trump when it was actually Obama Biden that built the cages. And Trump tore them down. But never mind, that just helps Trump look good. Let's see, was there one more thing about this fake unity stuff? There we go, fake unity stuff. Michael Shannon tells Trump supporters their time to die. He's the actor better known for General Zod in Man of Steel. I know my face is blocking, sorry. David Atkins talking about concentration camps for the for Trumpers. 75 million people. Where do you start? Fox, Facebook. Let's start thinking in terms of post-World War II Germany or Japan or the phase of reconstruction in the South. Literally talking about reprogramming in concentration camps just like the Chinese do. Talk about the thing that Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez wanted, the Trump Accountability Project. I actually have the original website and forms from these people before they took the project down because they were getting bad press. This one, Chris Evans, remember, who said nothing. Yeah, idiot. I already covered AOC. I already talked about this. Obama makes bizarre excuse for evangelical Hispanics voting Trump, ignoring illegals in cages, Trump's racism. Obama, you made race relations worse. Instead of bringing us together under your presidency, you divided us even further. BLM started under you. You built the cages and then blamed Trump for it. You were the one separating people at the border. You established a Muslim travel ban, but nobody said none the wiser. You were against or harmed the Hispanic community more so than the presidents before you. So, no. You are everything that you were claiming Trump was wrong. You're the one that was wrong. But the media wouldn't say that because he's the media darling. And he's the one speaking into the earpiece of Biden. No, I'm kidding. Although it could be. But that's it for this one. I'm not going to share any more of this video. I recommend you check it out for my commentary with it. All you must know is that the Democrats have a double standard. The unity is a lie because it means put up or shut up. Otherwise, you're canceled. Look what happened to Gina Carano, the tech purge, and all that. And tech is what I'm going to be talking about next in the next episode. But this is what's been going on, that the media won't tell you, and if they do, they'll put their own spin to it so it doesn't look as bad. And it's shameful. So no, the Democrat Party, they're hypocrites. Their calls for unity are like a Venus flytrap. They're lying. They don't care. And they are getting more power amassed on their side to target their political opposition. Anyway. That's all I gotta share for this one. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.